Yeah. I'm going to go there, close to Tyler. President Nixon went over there back a few years ago. What's that country?
He's over there now, or just a few days ago?
Yeah.
I can tell you.
China?
Yeah, China.
Well, is that called China egg? Aren't those things that fool the hens, are they China eggs?
Well, you can get them.
But did you call them China eggs?
Well, you can buy those, but we never did buy them.
But you'd grow them?
We grew ours.
But did you hear them called China eggs?
No, we just called them little old semlin.
Yeah, you never
called them. We kept our seed just like pumpkin seed.
Uh-huh.
And we planted them, and we raised them.
Raised them for the hens. Mm-hmm. That's terrible. What would you use to carry water in, Curly?
Bucket, water bucket.
What would it be? Would it be made out of wood or metal, usually?
We used cedar, or we used galvanized, or we used zinc.
The farther back you go, the more wood would be used, wouldn't it? Later on, the more metal, is that right?
Probably? Yeah.
By the hardware store.
But we used to have cedar buckets, and I liked them better.
Why?
Well, I just liked the taste of the cedar, and they were, I thought...
You talking about drinking water?
Uh-huh.
Where did you get the water?
We'd go spring as well.
How far did you have to go?
Well, sometimes it'd be a good piece, and sometimes it'd be close.
Yeah. And they didn't leak?
No, a cedar bucket. Unless in the summertime, if you let them stay dry, they will.
Was it a lathe bucket? Had just...
Did you never see a cedar water?
I've seen like a barrel. Lathe barrel is the same idea.
Yeah. And it had a handle on it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It had little hooks around it.
And it's cedar.
Cedar bucket.
I've never seen a cedar wooden bucket. Maybe I have, but I don't remember. Oh, what would you use to carry your milk in?
In tin buckets.
In tin bucket?
Uh-huh.
What do you call it?
We'd say we had... 10 bucket, 2 gallon bucket, or 3 gallon bucket.
For milk, you don't carry it in something else?
Well, you carry it in jars.
Would you call it something else if that bucket type container is made of tin or galvanized metal or plastic? You never call it a pail? Milk pail?
Yes.
Did you call it pail? What would you call it then?
We call it pail. Some people did that. We said bucket.
You used to call it bucket, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
Slop bucket.
What do you use to throw the waste food from the kitchen into?
Garbage can.
And the slop buckets you used to when you carry slop. Yeah. What kind of bucket might you keep in your kitchen to throw scraps to the pigs? Well, it's the same thing. That's why I think these three things are wanting you to say the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever call it a slop pail?
Slop bucket.
No.
Slop pail.
Did you call it slop pail?
Yeah.
I never did. You did? You did?
Maybe so. I don't know.
But today it's what? It's more of a... garbage can, isn't
it? Yes, we call it garbage can.
What do you fry your eggs in, Pearly?
Iron skillet.
What about that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's made of iron. Did you have one with legs in the old fireplace?
Yes, we used to.
Did you? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could fry eggs right there over the fireplace?
Yeah, when I was a child, we done all our cooking in the fireplace.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. We had that one of the legs, the long handle out here, and good for iron lid over it, and make the best biscuits and cornbread you ever tasted. Loaf bread.
Oh, that's going back to the old days. You don't really have to go back to those days.
Well, I think a lot about them. No, I wouldn't say I'd like to go back there, but
it'd be
mighty
convenient in here, just sitting here all this time, not having poked fire, just that, you know, that gas is...
Well, I got to where I couldn't put the wood in the fireplace.
Yeah.
That's why I...
I don't blame you. 85-year-old lady. You're living alone here, aren't you?
Yeah.
You
by myself for 16 years.
For 16 since walked away. Mm. Your daughters live next door. That's in Walk, and W.J. lives over here, about a block away. Okay, y'all. What about something big and black that you had put in the backyard that you might